practices seem a lot crisper than they have been over the last couple of years. Does that feel the same to you?
Yeah, with Big Red, he's demanding perfection. And you want to be a championship team, that's what you got to demand. And guys are coming out here minimizing mistakes every day, so that's a step of being great.
Big Red?
Big Red.
And who gave him that nickname?
I just made it up for you, Mama.
You did?
Yeah.
You just made it up?
I just made it up.
You are so creative. Hey, what do you think about Alex Smith? What kind of leader is he displaying on the field? The way he throws the ball, the way he commands the offense. Can you give me an impression that you have after just a day or so with him?
Oh, man. Just watching Steve Young from back in the day, he's that kind of guy. You know, he's not too vocal with it, but when he's in the huddle, he's letting his presence be known, and he's demanding guys speed up. I mean, I never had a quarterback like that, and Matt Castle was a great quarterback, but when you're talking about demand, perfection from everybody, even the defense, I mean, that's a step of being great. He wants the whole team to be great.
So is he the true leader of this team already?
Already, right now, day two, yes.
So you said your quarterback and Big Red are demanding more from you guys. Are you demanding more from each other?
Of course. It's only right for everybody to be on one accord, you know what I mean? Everybody want to be great. You got new coaches, new teammates, so everybody want to broadcast on what they can do, and the only way to do that is be great.
Dwayne, what is this offense like for you? I mean, you've had a number of different playbooks and different coordinators, but what do you see in this offense that might, you know, allow you to do what you do best?
A lot of big plays, a lot of down-the-field passes. That's something I didn't catch more in my career. And it's going to be a lot of conditioning. I'm going to tire a lot of cornerbacks out because we're going hurry-up offense, you know, every day. Practicing full speed, fast, hurry-up offense, and that's something that's going to catch the defense off guard, and that's going to open up a lot of big plays down the field for the receivers and for the running game.
How's Baldwin doing?
Baldwin's doing good. It's only day two, you know what I mean? Camp, you know, a couple of weeks around the corner, but day two, every day guys are getting better, and that's all that we can, you know, ask for.
What's Donnie Avery been like for you guys?
Donnie, you know, right now, haven't seen too much because, you know, he's a little banged up, but, you know, from watching him in previous teams, he can fly, he can open up in the slot, and he could do something out wide to free me up. So when we get in full gear and pads and closer to the season, it's going to be a show to watch.
I know you said perfection's the goal here. I mean, how close to perfection are you? Or is that a fair question?
It's only day two, you know what I mean? And guys are trying their best every day. You know, every day you're not going to be right. Well, we minimize the mistakes from yesterday until today, and tomorrow, you know, we'll take another step forward. So by training camp, guys will be near great.
You said about Alex, you'd never played with a quarterback like that. What specific things are you talking about in terms of what he does?
Just the demanding, just the attention, you know, just his appearance. When he comes in the huddle, he's talking to all the guys. He's, come on, boy. He's letting everybody know their play before we even break the huddle instead of just calling the play and, you know, guys out there running blind. He wants everybody to know what to do at all times. That's the only way we can take steps.